Nothing is forever. Just ask Apple. It's the business news headlines for Tuesday, the 10th day of May. Thanks, everybody, for being with us again today. In other news, the Dow couldn't hold it together. Sticker shock is reality, at least at this restaurant. Amazon is firing workers who were part of the union effort. The Consumer Price Index for April will be released tomorrow morning. What might it tell us? We've got some thoughts. Costco seems to put inflation in the rearview mirror. We'll share why. Tesla is recalling a bunch of cars. We'll tell you why that's going on. Wall Street Report, we've got that. And Tom Brady has a new gig coming. For the interview, you'll hear from Tiffany O'Donnell about a national women's survey by Women Lead Change that you should take part in, because it all matters. But first, the news.
Insight on Business, the News Hour with Michael Libby is made possible through the support of Focus and Find, a socially responsible way to acquire diverse talent. FocusandFind.com. Taro International for corporate and personal training to achieve, lead, and outclass. TERO.com. The National Tractor Parts Dealer Association, the original agriculture equipment recyclers and suppliers at NTPDA.com.
Thank you, Hunter Pease, and welcome to this, the Tuesday edition of the Business News Headlines. I'm your host, Michael Libby, grateful that you are along for the ride again today. You want to follow us on Twitter? You can do that. You can find us at IOB_NewsHour. Well, after 20 years, Apple is pulling the plug on the iPod. I know, right? Tough day. Reuters is reporting that the company is discontinuing the iPod more than 20 years after the device became the face of portable music and kickstarted its evolution into the world's biggest company. In a blog post, Apple said the iPod Touch, the only version of the portable music player still being sold, will be available until supplies last. Since its launch back in 2001, the iPod took on a storm of competing music players before being eclipsed by smartphones, online music streaming, and within the rise of the iPhone. The iPod has undergone several iterations since its inception, featuring a scroll wheel, the capacity to store 1,000 songs, and a 10-hour battery life. The version that has been carried till date, the iPod Touch, was launched in 2007, the same year as the iPhone. Apple, by the way, stopped reporting iPod sales in 2015. Well, it looked like a promising day on Wall Street as the major indexes all opened higher, but as the day wore on, it looked as if the sell-off might continue. The 30 industrials in the Dow did fall below the flat line, with the NASDAQ gaining a little ground and the S&P 500 mostly flat. Those numbers, I'll have those for you in just a bit. And by the way, here's an added attraction, oil. That cratered today, off by $3.33, falling to $99.76 a barrel for West Texas Intermediate crude. Prices are rising so fast that one restaurant is using price stickers on its menu just to keep up. You might call it sticker shock. Bloomberg is reporting that the Miami River Cafe, a Mexican restaurant, is now placing handwritten stickers on its menu, mostly to avoid costly printing charges. Nathan Crooks writes for Bloomberg, and this is what he says, quote, "You know, it's not the prices on the menu that's so much going to shock you. They're actually still very cheap, and the tacos are really good. It's the fact that the prices were scrawled in pen on stickers slapped on the menu. Those stickers are a telltale sign that prices are going up at such a rapid-fire clip that the staff is struggling to print new menus fast enough. Rewriting prices on old menus is easier, and it's also cheaper," end quote. A quick scan of the restaurant's Facebook post lays out the increases. The special offered every Wednesday and Friday has been $1 per taco for years. That changed in February of last year, when it was raised to $1.25. A month later, it went to $1.50, and this past January, it shot up to $1.75. Right now, that taco, $2. That's four increases over 15 months that adds up to 100%. That, of course, is well above the broad inflation rate of 8.5% across the country. Jeff Bezos and the crew don't like being told what to do, especially if it's coming from unions that they have so desperately tried to avoid. So, in response, the company is firing people, involved in the organizing effort. Bazinga is reporting that Amazon sacked two employees linked to an organizing campaign that led to the company's first ever unionized warehouse in the U.S. Matt Cusick and Tristan Dutchin have worked with the Amazon Labor Union, led by current and former company employees, to organize workers at the Amazon warehouse on Staten Island in New York. The ALU, that would be the Amazon Labor Union, notched a landmark victory in April when workers at Amazon's largest warehouse voted to join the union. That warehouse, by the way, is JFK 8. And the victory at JFK 8 has spurred organizing efforts at other Amazon warehouses, and the Amazon Labor Union has received high-profile recognition, most notably from President Joe Biden. According to CNBC, Dutchin, who worked as a package picker at JFK 8, was fired on May 7 for failing to meet the company's productivity goals. Amazon fired ALU's communication director Cusick last week after going on a COVID care leave. CNBC writes that Amazon has previously fired employees who were outspoken critics of the company's labor practices. Well, the Consumer Price Index will be released tomorrow morning, and there is a sense that it will show inflation has slowed. CNBC is reporting that the report is expected to show inflation has already reached a peak, a development that some investors say could temporarily soothe the markets. But economists say even with a reprieve in headline inflation, core inflation could gain on a monthly basis and stay elevated for months to come. Core inflation, by the way, is that excludes food and energy costs. The CPI report is expected to show headline inflation rose 0.2% in April, or 8.1% year over year, according to Dow Jones. Now, that compares with a whopping 1.2% increase in March, or an 8.5% gain year over year. The April data is expected at 8:30 tomorrow morning. Core CPI is expected to rise 0.4%, or 6% year over year. That compares with 0.3% in March, or 6.5% on an annualized basis. The CPI. Stay tuned. Whatever is going on with regard to inflation and pricing, Costco says, hey, we're moving forward with the opening of new stores. Best Life is reporting the company recently announced it would be opening nearly 30 new stores this year, with the first opening set for this month. The newest location is in Riverton, Utah, which will open on May 19, and more are due to open by August. Those locations are St. Augustine, Florida, College Station, Texas, Murrieta, California, and Verona, Wisconsin. In November, residents in University City, Missouri will have an opportunity to shop at a Costco in their hometown. And Costco is opening up more locations overseas as well. Two in Japan, another in New Zealand, and yet another in Korea. Well, Tesla has made good on getting cars to market, but now some are being recalled. Fox Business is reporting the company is recalling approximately 130,000 vehicles across the U.S. because the touch screen on some models has been overheating and going blank. The recalls cover certain Model S sedan and Model X SUVs from 2021 and 2022, as well as Model 3 cars and Model Y SUVs from this year, 2022. Documents posted by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration say that during the fast charging process, the central processing computers may not cool sufficiently, and that can cause the computer to lag or restart, making the center screen run slowly or appear blank. Now, without the center screen, the cars can lose rear-view camera displays, settings that control windshield defrosters, and indicators that say whether the cars are in drive, neutral, or reverse. That could be bad. Tesla is fixing the problem with online software updates that will improve temperature management for the computer. Updates did begin on May the 3rd. The recall is the 11th for the electric vehicle company since January of this year. Most were fixed with software updates. Stocks ended the day mixed, with the Dow losing 84 points to close at 32,160. The blue chips had been up by as much as 452 points at the open. The NASDAQ finished the day up 114 points to close at 11,731. It, too, opened much higher, soaring upward by 271 points at the open. The S&P 500 went from gaining 69 points at the open to close up fractionally at 40.01. As we said earlier, investors will be eyeing the CPI data due out tomorrow morning. And finally, there is this. Don't worry too much about the future of quarterback Tom Brady and when and if he retires. The New York Post is reporting that the seven-time Super Bowl champion will take to the TV booth once his national football career ends, joining Fox Sports as its lead NFL analyst for the record-setting sum of $375 million over 10 years. Brady, who is 44 years of age, will become the network's lead NFL analyst, calling games alongside play-by-play announcer Kevin Burkhardt. There's no timetable for the career change, however, as Brady tweeted, he still has unfinished business as a player. All right, stay with us for the interview with the CEO of Women Lead Change, Tiffany O'Donnell. We're talking about a national women's survey to collect data about work and careers. It's all about an effort to get more businesses to better understand the unique challenges facing women in and out of the workplace. And you should take part. Let's go.